This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And as Femi Oke has been reporting all morning, we're following the news out of Iraq this morning. A suicide bomb in Baghdad killed as many as 33 people, many of them Iraqi soldiers and Iraqi dignitaries on their way to a reconciliation conference. It's the second since Sunday to kill more than two dozen people. Joining us now is Alyssa Rubin, who's a New York Times correspondent, who we reached with some technical difficulty on the line from Baghdad. Alyssa, the targeting of dignitaries and tribal leaders, at least that's the understanding I have from some of the reports we're getting here, suggests this might be an opening salvo against people who were collaborators with the U.S. occupation forces during the surge period. Collaborators is a charged word, but what do you make of it?
Well, I would be cautious about that. It's pretty clear that the people who were walking through the market were members of the Iraqi military, and they were the target, although they were indeed on the way to a reconciliation meeting, and there were some tribal sheikhs with them as well. But it seems that this incident ended up at least killing or having as a chief target members of the Iraqi army, who, of course, also are viewed as collaborators of the Americans. But I'm not sure that it's the tribal chiefs per se in this case.
Right. Now, two data points does not a pattern make, but we do have two attacks now since Sunday. Is there any way of sketching out at least the possibility of some sort of tactical approach that insurgents are taking at this point?
Well, I think it's always difficult to say, but it is striking that both attacks were on a larger scale than ones we've seen, in the recent period anyway, and very close together. There have been sporadic attacks that have been have had quite high casualty levels, but these are very close together and a bit higher. And there actually was a third attack last week on a livestock market south of Baghdad.
Again, I know there's some sensitivity here on the sourcing, et cetera, but the Obama administration has been very, very upfront about pulling troops out, a drawdown, or lots of very public statements to the world that the U.S. commitment in Iraq is coming down. Is there any sense that military officials inside Iraq see these attacks as an answer to a very public policy by the Obama administration of signaling a downturn?
I have not gotten that sense from the military when I've talked to them, but I think what one does have to take into consideration are sort of two conflicting facts. One is that at the moment, very few Americans, relatively speaking, have left. It's roughly the same number as there were last week or in December. There's no significant change. But what the Americans have been doing over a long period, 6 months, 8 months, even more, is withdrawing from some of the bases, leaving combat outposts, turning those over to the Iraqi army, so that their public presence is much less evident. And their presence day to day, there were no Americans with this Iraqi army unit that was going to the reconciliation meeting. This is an Iraqi affair. And so to some extent, they are perhaps not as fortified as they were when the Americans
right.
were there.
Well, interesting points, and thanks for putting it all in perspective. Alyssa Rubin, New York Times correspondent in Baghdad. A bombing today killed as many as 33 people, many of them Iraqi soldiers on their way to a reconciliation conference.